The sunk cost fallacy, the psychological bias that's killing your productivity. Sunk cost fallacy is a term derived from economics. It's a powerful psychological mechanism that affects our decisions and productivity. This fallacy is the erroneous belief that past investments should influence the decision about where to devote current resources. This leads to poor decision making and can significantly compromise your productivity. So understanding the sunk cost fallacy, it comprises two critical ideas. Firstly, a sunk cost refers to an investment that cannot be recovered once it's made. It could be anything like time, energy, or capital. I usually focus on time, given what I focus on. The fallacy part is the incorrect reasoning that further investment is justified because the resources already invested would be lost otherwise. So when you let these past losses dictate your future course of action, instead of looking at what outcome would yield the most return or the least loss, you're caught in the sunk cost fallacy. So how does the sunk cost fallacy impact your productivity? It has a significant impact on your individual and organizational productivity. It usurps valuable time and resources that could be better spent elsewhere, resulting in the efficient allocation of those resources. For example, you might persist with a project because of the time you've already devoted to it, despite clear signs it's not going to meet objectives. Or you might procrastinate on abandoning a long-term strategy that isn't working because of the investment already made. And therein lies the paradox. You continue to invest in something unproductive to not waste the investments already made, while essentially wasting more resources. An example of this might be investing a lot of time into college and university courses and then finding you don't like or aren't suited to the career you're training for. But you don't want to waste all that time, money, and energy you spent on university, so you decide to suck it up and continue. Or you might have launched a business, sunk a lot of time and money into it, and found it didn't provide the income or the satisfaction you're looking for, but you just don't feel you can walk away because of all that time, energy, money you sunk into that business. So you keep adding more time, more energy, more money, throwing good, you know, money, time after bad, another fallacy, in the hopes that you can fix what is wrong and not lose your investment. So how do we break free from the sunk cost fallacy? So the first is to be aware. First, educate and train yourself and your team, if applicable, to understand the nature of sunk costs and how they can affect decisions. Awareness is that first step to creating a strategy for combating this kind of bias. Separate the past and the future. So disconnect the past from the future. Consider your current conditions and future benefits when making decisions, regardless of past actions. This can help create a mindset that values future outcomes over past investments. Use cost-benefit analysis. So use this practical way to combat sunk cost fallacy by, you know, looking at the cost-benefit analysis and using that in your decision-making. So this method forces you to weigh the potential future benefits against the cost. So by focusing your resources on shoring up past activities, you run the risk of missing opportunities in the present and in the future. So don't let sunk cost fallacy rob you of your productivity. By focusing on future outcomes and understanding the pitfalls of this cognitive trap, you can improve your decision-making ability and enhance your productivity. Remember, it's not about what you've already spent, but what you can gain by moving forward and investing your time, energy, and money wisely. If you need help letting go of your past endeavors and embracing your future, check out my time management coaching program. I'd love to help. Please hit the like and subscribe button to help others find this video. Thank you for listening.